can I just run past everybody? Here's a checkpoint. All right, we're gonna try and get to the next checkpoint without swinging your hammer. We're just gonna run. I fell in the very first hole I could have. Friends, welcome to Turtle Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power. This is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. I'm cautiously optimistic to check out this game today because it is another game from East Asia Soft, who Breakdown City was a game of theirs that I played. They've given me a lot of games to check out, and the quality varies, I'll say. Treachery and Breakdown City, is that what it was? This game looks like it has a similar aesthetic style to a game of theirs that I've already played that I didn't like. I should have liked it, but it didn't control very well. And then I ran into a glitch and couldn't progress. But hopefully this one plays a little bit better. It is called Diorama Dungeon Crawl, Master of the Living Castle. And then down in the corner it also says Tales of the Renegades Sector. So there's a lot going on here. We're going to start a new game, and my watch is trying to listen to me, so we're going to tell it to stop doing that.
What brings an adventurer such as yourself to our quiet town?
The man looked up from his drink and met eyes with the innkeeper. He considered the instructions he had been given by the wizard. Go ye to Rilesbrow and await its arrival. You will know soon enough, said the stranger. The innkeeper shuddered at that. In the meantime, said the man, I will need a room. In each town it had been the same. Where once was an empty field, now stood a castle of menacing height and baroque craftsmanship, twisting spires towering into the sky. Within a week, the crops would begin to wither and die. The livestock would begin to grow wan and ill. And soon after, so did the people. Then, as suddenly as it had arrived, the castle would vanish, as if by magic. The towns, unable to recover, vanished more gradually in their own time. 3 days after the stranger's arrival, the castle appeared, cresting over the forest to the east. And on that morning, the stranger, hefting his warhammer across his back, set out towards the castle. Go ye to Rilesbrow and await its arrival. Enter the castle and claim from me its heart. Cool. Level one for Sabis, I think it said. So this is very simple polygon characters, but really fluid camera movement and such. We are a guy with a big axe. We have A button is jump, and X button is hammer, and we are exploring a 3D space. Think like what this art style and game design style reminds me of. What is this? Oh, that's the same game. Okay, go through my room. This is very similar to Treachery and Intensity. Hopefully, I don't run into any errors. Okay, there's goblins stabbing him. Here we go. They explode when they die, which is exciting. What this, whoa, my audio is way too loud. Oh, game audio. Cool yourself. I was having issues with my audio before I started, and turned things way up to try and figure out what was going on. I forgot to turn it down. Hello, you can probably hear me better now. What these games remind me of is Fighting Force on the Nintendo 64 and the PlayStation 1. They feel like they are kind of living in that vein, although a budget recreation of them as opposed to a perfect recreation of them. This one so far plays pretty well. Like, moving around feels pretty good. This game called having diorama in the name. We are moving through very, very small spaces, very much feel like little dioramas, but really quick loading in between them. Stupid goblin. There's more goblins up here. Ah! So the goblins do like a stab attack, like a jab, but they have a pretty long windup on it, so that's what I'm gonna watch for to make sure I don't get hurt. As far as I can tell, there's no blocking of any kind. It's just to hit things with your hammer, the video game. Okay, here's another checkpoint. Game saved. Excellent. Into the next area. It looks like up at the top there's an indicator. Do we have another? Let's check our controls. Charge attack uses energy. Hold down. Maybe that's what the icon at the top of my screen is telling me. It's like three lines that each have a dot at the end, maybe. We're gonna take out. Oh, these guys have slings. They're swinging slings around and throwing fireballs. Ooh, yeah, okay, so if I do my charge attack, I swing my hammer real big, and then it throws out some bouncing projectiles from it. Which, it it's hard to hit people with. Haha, I got that guy with projectiles. Okay, let's go over here. It looks like there's another charge attack we can pick up. It's a replacement. What does this one do? Ooh, that one makes like a line of fire appear after I smash. I can't use it uphill though. It's also very hard to aim at. Ow! Okay, the charge attacks are too hard to aim into 3D space. Don't like. Smash. Why did I go back down? Okay, so I knocked one of them off a cliff, and I was right by the exit from this area, but I went back down to smash him. There's no reason to, didn't need to, but I did it. I died. Okay, so up in the corner, there are, 7 bars that apparently represent my health, and below that is a bar that says 5 out of 20. That's probably for my magic power. Okay, or my energy, I think it was called. Okay. I thought that was my health. Yeah. I understand now. I thought I had a lot more health than I do. Ow! That goblin hit me many times. We're just gonna jump up here. Can we just run past these fools? We can. Alright. 3 health left. Oh good, the ones that are swinging slings, I can, if I hit them while they're charging up their throw, it interrupts it. Oh man, I'm down to 1 health. Oh no. Jump across a pit. There's one with a sling. Oh, I missed him. Nope. Okay. There we go. Knocked him down a cliff. We're safe. Oh, there's a stabby one up here. Oh, he got me. All right. Hey, stop stabbing me. I'm already dead. Okay, here we go. Through a door. We're gonna run past these guys because we already know we can get by him. There's no run button, is there? Ow! I just jumped on a goblin's head. That does not work in this video game. Trigger buttons can do things too. So I can press left trigger to jump and right trigger to hammer. That's nice. Ow. Jumping up at the stabby ones does not work well, because they get a stab in before I can hit them, it seems like. So we're gonna get up here and then ow! Still got me. Ooh, what's this charge attack? It's a big circle. Aha! Let's try it. Some more energy from these jars. Ooh, and some food. Great. Just makes a circle ripple out on the ground. That's what that charge attack does. I feel like the charge attacks. Ooh, okay, boss fight. Spearman Vanguard. This is very much Treachery and Beatdown City. Same structure and everything. But going for a medieval design. And hopefully we don't run into a sequence where we try to pick up a gun and it doesn't work. It also feels better from what I remember. Granted, I haven't played that game in quite a while. But from what I remember, this feels a little better. But yeah, the real breaking point in that game was there was a sequence where I think I was required to pick up a gun, and the pick up gun button just didn't work. Oh, no. Haha, I hit you all with my charge attack, and then I got stabbed several times, down to 3 health. Hopefully there's some food in here. There is. Okay, so I think the big jars contain health items, and the little jars contain energy. Okay. Oh man, it's a werebear! He's very big, he's jumping at me. He's like 3 times as tall as my character model. No! I'm down to 1 health. I'm dead. Very much killed by a werebear. Oh, I thought that the save point was directly before the werebear, but it's not. I gotta fight some goblins again. Just the sling thrower left. He's taken care of. Let's go pick up health. And we got energy, but we don't have the charge attack ability right now. I really like the character model. He's just a goofy little guy with a big hammer. Okay, I think I just need to do 1 hit and then move out of the way. 1 hit, move out of the way. Ow, he still got me. 1 hit, I was gonna do a jump. 1 hit. He still gets me. Oh my goodness. No. Okay. I see. Oh, no, I don't. Dead. Okay. don't see, it turns out. Stop stabbing me! I gotta go fight a werebear! There we go. Back to full health. Okay. Swing, swing. Hit. He's gonna jump. I dodge. I hit. He's gonna swing, swing. I dodge. He's gonna jump. Let's go over here. Hit him. He's gonna swing, swing. We got his path. Hit him. He's gonna jump. Good. Now he hit me on the jump that time. He's gonna hit me on the swings that time. Okay. Lost the rhythm a little bit. Okay. So he does two swings, and it launches him forward. So I have to move perpendicular to that path in order to dodge those hits. Oh. Out of the way. Hit him. Jump, dodge, hit him, away, hit him. Yeah, we beat a werebear! Level complete! Yay! Okay, ooh, now I see the big castle. There's a save point. Camera shifted down lower to look up the castle, but it looks like I'm not going in through the front door, I'm going into a crypt. Level 2, Crypt of the Dead. We're now fighting some skeletons. Kind of have a zombie-style walking animation, arms out in front of them. They don't attack, they just walk in. Ooh, somebody up ahead is shooting fiery arrows, it looks like. That's another skeleton. Ooh, he can shoot downwards on the stairs. I thought if I was below him, I would be safe. As was the case with the sling-throwing guys. Okay, the next room. There's a fire, or two skeletons with bows up above me, and two marching towards me. Took out the two marching toward me, now we've got some, ornate staircases. Kind of circles around the room. Hit him! I don't know why that guy was so hard to hit. Why am I beating up skeletons? I don't need to. Let's go through the door. Oh, this skeleton has armor and a sword! Okay. Again, he does a pretty basic, like, wind-up and then charge-forward attack. Which, as long as you're paying attention, not too hard to dodge. This looks like a secret door. It's not. Okay, we've just got staircases to go. Alright, we've got a skeleton with a sword, nothing skeleton, and bow and arrow skeleton. We're just running past it. Can I just run past everybody? Here's a checkpoint. Alright, we're gonna try and get to the next checkpoint without swinging your hammer. We're just gonna run. I fell in the very first hole I could have. Good. Okay, here we go. We're gonna run, we're gonna jump up here. There's a bat. We're gonna wait for the bat to do an attack. Jump across towards some skeletons with arrows. Jump down here. What's down here? It's just a jar. I don't need a jar. I swung my hammer. Not the jar, though. That doesn't count. Okay. There's a skeleton with an arrow in my path. Oh, I jumped over him. Cool. Okay. Over here. No, oh, I fell down a pit. All right, we're going to try again. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get to the next checkpoint without swinging my hammer. One-handed. One-handed gameplay. Hello, bat. Okay, the bat hit me. Okay. Over here. Jump over the one with the bow. Perfect. Jump over that pit. Jump over that pit. Jump over that pit. Oh no. There's two columns that I have to jump across that have skeletons with arrows in them, and they were in my way, but I made it into the next room. Okay. Jump over that skeleton. Nope. Landed on his head. Okay. We've taken two hits. So we've got 5 health left. We're up here. Jump. Okay. Got some hits in there from skeletons and bats, and landed on another skeleton's head and into the next room. It's a gelatinous cube. Run away. Oh, this is a mini boss. I have to fight it. Okay. With 1 health, this is gonna go great. He jumps around the room. He has a skeleton floating in him, and when he lands, he shoots out purple projectiles. Okay. Unfortunately, I did not get to another checkpoint. This time, I'm going to play this correctly instead of just running because I need to not be at 1 health when I reach a gelatinous cube. I'm always saying that. Don't be at 1 health when you reach a gelatinous cube. That's right up there with Don't Split the Party. Come on, bat. Yeah! No! I fell down a hole! Got what the jump button was. The isometric camera angle is not necessarily the best perspective for platforming. It's like, it's not terrible, but you don't have a lot of extra room on your jumps. Like, you don't have to be perfectly precise in your jumps. but with this camera angle, I do wish it was a little bit more forgiving. I wish you jumped a little bit more than how much more. If the standard gap is one unit, and your jump is maybe 1.25, I wish it was maybe 1.4. Does that make sense? I think that makes sense. Okay, hit the skeleton off. Cliff. Bat. Nope. Missed. Bat. Jump. Some bow and arrow skeleton. I hit him on my way down. Okay, here's the next room. This is where I took a lot of damage last time. Fire or an arrow skeleton on the other side of a pit here, and two that are going to march towards me. So I have to make sure I move each time the arrow skeleton fires. Okay, I've taken two damage. This isn't great. Oop! Jumped over your arrow, sucker. Didn't jump over that one, sucker. There's a big dart in here. Yeah, it's got a bit. Okay, let's take out this bat first. Pick up the food. 6 health. I think we'll be okay. We can beat a. Gelatinous cube. Holy smokes, I couldn't remember what they were called. Probably just shut down for a second there. Alright, gelatinous cube. What's up? Jump over your attacks. Nope. Okay, jump and then hit you. Ready? Jump and hit you. Jump. Okay, you hit me with a projectile still that time. Oh no, he's gonna land on me. Okay. I got a pretty good handle on this, I think. Yeah, beat the gelatinous cube. Alright, 4 health. Not too shabby. This game's pretty fun so far. I like it. It's very basic, but it's pretty fun. I do wish there was a run button, because your guy moves just a little bit slowly. And I think that if you had a run, that would give you, like, a run that gave you a little extra distance on your jumps would make this, it would bump this up for me, for sure. But even without that, like, I'm having a good time here. Just exploring this dungeon. Beating up dudes is like a 3D brawler where you play as a knight exploring a castle. Cool. What's not to love? Besides all the stuff that I just mentioned that I don't necessarily love. No, don't kill me! Level 3 health. Oh, okay. Please be food. Please be food. It's not. It's a power ability. Is it a fireball? That'd be fun. Whoa, okay, what just happened? Okay, my fireball worked, but it also saved me from a projectile that came out from a little arrow in the wall. There's a pressure plate on the floor, I see them now, and they shoot arrows. So when this guy walks across, he's gonna get hit by an arrow. Ha ha ha, wait, why did I get hit too? Don't quite understand what hit me. Oh, you got hit by an arrow. Yeah. Jump over the pressure plate. Okay. Another checkpoint. Okay, spikes on the floor, okay. Yeah, should have seen that coming. Note to self, don't just run into the room. Like, pause a second and see what's going to be in front of you first. Sometimes there'll be spikes on the floor. I think we just need to run across these ones. Okay, we made it. There's a sword bearing skeleton here. Took him out before he got a strike in. Excellent. We're at 4 health still. Ah, it's a lich. He summons, skeletons. Okay, stop, no, Troy. Okay, so the Lich summoned 2 skeletons, and then he is shooting fireballs at me. Oh, he's summoning 2 more skeletons. Okay, I need to wait for him to do an attack, and then do my charged attack to leave some fire in a spot where no one's gonna step into it, so that was great. Every time I hit him, does he summon 2 more? Okay, Lich. We gotta use our charge attacks correctly here, because... stepped on the spikes. No, I just lost 3 health as soon as I walked in the room. Okay. The special attack it gives us here before the Lich is the one that makes a circle of energy around us. That should be very useful against the Lich's minions here. Oh my gosh, Troy. I have 3 health. But we're going to test out this ability and see if it works well. Okay. Summoning 2. We're going to just do that. That again. Okay, he hit us. It's hard to get the charge attacks off. They take maybe a quarter of a second too long. Okay. One more try, and then we're gonna wrap up the episode here. Okay, I'm not gonna step on the spikes. Good. Okay. We're gonna get that ability because it's better than none. We're gonna not step on these spikes either. Good. Okay, pick up some energy.
Oop!
I almost just got hit by spikes because I'm an idiot. All right, cross those spikes. Now we just got this guy to deal with. Why am I using energy on him? That was silly. Okay, we have 8 energy. Full health, though. Full health. All right, Lich. And 3 times before he started shooting projectiles. There we go, hit his skeletons. Oh, still got 1 skeleton left, but I'm gonna get around here and do a charge attack. That hits him and destroys the skeleton. Dang. Okay, so that's a good strategy, is getting in close to him and doing several hits when he's summoning. Okay, he should summon next. Okay, he didn't. He did a charge attack, but that's okay. We beat him. We beat him. We beat a Lich. Level complete. This game is pretty fun. Thank you, Stagesoft, for sending it over. I imagine it's going to be cheap and short, but it plays pretty well. And it has the same art style that I liked from Treachery and Beatdown City, but I haven't run into any game-breaking glitches yet. And also, from what I remember of that game, this feels a little more fluid in the gameplay. So yeah, this is a recommend. It's not going to blow your socks off, but it's a pretty fun game. I think that's all I got. I should double check. This is East Asia Soft, right? Oh no, I'm panicking. Oh no. What if I've been thanking the wrong person the whole time? Let's look. Diorama Dundercall, Master of the Living Castle. It's $16.50. No wait, that's New Zealand. What? Diorama Dungeon Crawl. Switch. Why is it taking me to the New Zealand site? Why is it only taking me to the New Zealand site? Australia. What is happening? $9.99 for the United States. Why did Google not find it? What is happening here? Huh. Well, I can't actually get it to open on the US eShop, but it looks like it's $10. It shows up on the Australia and Japanese eShop for me. I don't understand what's happening. It is East Asia Soft, though, so I had that right. But maybe it's not available? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Hey, thanks for listening, friends. I appreciate you. If you're listening to this on the podcast version, please do check out the YouTube version and subscribe there. If you're listening on YouTube, please do subscribe there, and then also check out the podcast version, and check out geek2geekmedia.com. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.